the spring, it will be 30 years since I graduated from nursing school. I don't look that old, do I? It's really mind-blowing to me, and working in the neonatal intensive care unit, the changes that have happened over the years. 3 decades of technology. You know, 30 years ago, we didn't save babies that were less than a pound, and now we do on a regular basis. It's really an amazing place to be. So I knew I wanted to take care of babies ever since I was 12 years old, when I watched my little brother be taken care of by nurses when he was born. They were weighing and measuring and doing all the things to a baby, and I was like, I want to do that. All right, so then when I got to nursing school and they said, you got to do all the things, I was like, oh no, 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 I can't do that. I want to do babies. I just want to do babies. So I made it through nursing school, and it was there that I realized that babies are not little adults, but adults can be little babies. Me included if I'm sick, so. Anyway, so this story, the other thing about the NICU is when people hear neonatal ICU, they think, oh, how sad. It's gotta be like the saddest place to work, you're taking care of babies, but I want you all to know that I am so grateful for the NICU, and that I want you to know that the majority of our babies get discharged, go on to live long, healthy, happy lives. Yay. So it really is an honor to take care of these babies and these families. So the story that I want to tell you was from 25 years ago, and we've talked a lot about the firsts tonight. And so this story is really, really a part of who I am, not only as a nurse, but as a person and as a fellow human. So I want to tell you the story about Christopher. Christopher was born in February back in the Midwest in Fargo, North Dakota, which is where I'm from. It's where I was working back then in the previous decade, right? So Christopher was born at 32 weeks gestation. That's only 2 months early. So he was about 3 pounds. He was really good size. And just a side note from his family, his parents were a repeat NICU family. They had 28-week twins, and that was a big deal in the early 90s, 4 years prior to Christopher's birth. So they were familiar with the NICU and kind of who we are and what we were about. So the reason Christopher was born early was his mom developed an infection. She got very sick herself, and Christopher had to be delivered by C-section. He was born on my very first night of six. Back then, I did 6 nights in a row, no problem. I could sleep in the day, and I was like, yeah, I love this job, and I love going to work, and one of six, no big deal. Now, I work a night shift, and I'm like, oh, I'll see you in a few days, right? All right, so he was born on my first night shift, and he developed trouble right away. He had trouble breathing. He needed to be put on a ventilator. He had umbilical lines in. He needed medications, and he was a very sick little boy. What we call the NICU roller coaster happened over the next six night shifts, was sometimes he would rally, especially in the night when it was quiet and he was with his mom and dad, with these very tender moments of Christopher getting a little bit better, and then he would do a little worse, and then he would get better. And we did a lot of, I really got close to the family, and I really love Christopher. He had this lots and lots of blonde hair and these long eyelashes. Once in a while, he did open his eyes, and you feel this connection to these babies and their families. By the sixth night, it became evident and clear that Christopher was not going to survive. And so in conversations with the family, they decided that they were going to go ahead and prepare for Christopher's final moments here. So they asked me, they said, you know, we know that you're off, but we really, you know, you've been part of our life for the last 6 days, and can you please come and be part of our final moments? And I was like, oh, I'm exhausted at this point, 6 nights, right? And I was like, I don't know, and boundaries, and what are they going to say, and what about management, and oh, should I or shouldn't I? And I decided, you know what, I need to do that, and they asked me to. So I came in on my day off. And we had a room set up, and we created all these memories. We spent a lot of time with taking pictures. A lot of family came in to say their goodbyes to Christopher. We did the hand molds, the footprints, lots of pictures, lots of tears by the family, and I really held it together, guys. You'd be proud of me. I didn't cry. because I was their support, right? I was their support person. I wasn't going to cry, even though I was just really, it was a very heavy moment. And we are honored to, and privileged to be in the darkest and saddest moments with people. What an honor. Sometimes it's just mind-blowing to me that we're there and we're trusted and that we're, you know, caring for them in these moments. Well, right as, you know, we were kind of getting ready to get Christopher held with his mom, she stopped and she said, you know what, Stacey, you need to hold him. You need to say goodbye. And I was like, I got to step out for a minute. And so I walked out because I didn't want to cry in that moment. And I walked out in the bathroom and had a really good cry by myself. And then I went back in there and I said, you know what, I would love to hold Christopher. And over the 6 nights that I had him, when nobody was around, 3, 4 in the morning, I was doing his cares, I would hum, "You Are My Sunshine" to him. And so that would actually make his vital signs a little bit better. And I would talk about his family and his brothers and, you know, just the little moments that Christopher and I had, just the two of us. So I thought, you know, I want to. So I sat down in a rocking chair. Sorry. She handed me Christopher, and I rocked and I hummed, "You're My Sunshine" one more time to Christopher. It was a very special moment and really did change who I am as a person and as a nurse. After that, handed Christopher to his mom. We extubated, we turned off the monitors, we removed all of the drips, and Christopher passed away peacefully in his mother's arms. At that point, she looked at me and she asked me if I was okay. I don't know the strength in parents who lose their children. I've seen it and I am so amazed by it. And at that point, I cried. And we all cried together. I went to hug them one last time and she said, "Stacey, we've already planned the funeral for Saturday, and we'd really like you to come and be there and be part of it. After all, you were the person, other than us, and you knew Christopher better than anybody." I was like, well, never really been to a baby funeral, but let me think about it. I gotta go home and get some sleep. Again, I'm kind of considering the boundaries. Is this okay? And I called one of my friends who also took care of Christopher and said, "They invited me to the funeral. I want to go. I want to be supportive. I want to say goodbye. I want to have that closure." So she said, "I'll drive with you," because they lived up in northern Minnesota. So it's about a 3.5 drive from Fargo. So we decided to go. Saturday morning comes. We prepare. We go early. I'm driving Ford Explorer, setting the tone here. Minnesota weather, February, okay? Going up the road, going north on the interstate. And we're driving, we get about halfway there, and the weather turns very quickly. Anybody from the Midwest knows about the winds and the snow blowing and the visibility of zero. And I was like, well, we're almost there. We're going to just slow down and keep going. I have no idea how this happened, you guys, but I started to slide, fishtail a little bit, and I went into the ditch, and I slid. I don't know how I didn't roll. I was in a Ford Explorer, remember? By all intents and purposes, that should have rolled, and I slid, and I ended up on the oncoming traffic. The other side of the freeway facing that way, scared. My friend says, "Way to go." I was like, "What do you mean? Are we alive? Or what just happened?" And I paused for a moment. I was like, well, I have to get off this wrong way on the interstate. So I just kept driving, went across the median, kept going north, made it to Christopher's funeral. The funeral was beautiful, you guys. The memories, the mom got up and spoke about what she learned from Christopher, as did I, about being in the moment, about cherishing each other, about not taking anything for granted, because we never know how long anyone's life is going to be. So we all learned a lot of lessons from Christopher. We celebrated his life, and afterwards the parents came up to me and said, "Well, how was that drive?" I said, "Well, there was a few challenges," and I told them the story. And as they stared at me, both of their eyes filled with tears, and they said, "That was Christopher. He is your guardian angel." And he still is today, you guys. As I transport babies all over Alaska, I know Christopher is looking out for me. Special honor and thanks to all the NICU babies that I've cared for over the years. Thank you to my husband, Doc and Dawson, for all your love and support. And thank you all for listening to Christopher's story.